Hello and welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 358. My name is Steve Webb and I'm your host. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday, when I'm not sick. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New Testament. Each day we alternate those tracks, and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Now, as you know, I've been under the weather for a few days, and I'm feeling better now, thank you for your prayers, but I do have an announcement for you after today's reading, so be sure to stick around for that. Today we'll read 1 Chronicles 14 and 15 from the New International Reader's Version. You ready? Let's begin. 1 Chronicles chapter 14. Hiram was king of Tyre. He sent messengers to David. He sent cedar logs along with them. He also sent skilled workers to build a palace for David. They worked with stone and wood. David knew that the Lord had made his position as king secure. He knew that he had made him king over the whole nation of Israel. He knew that the Lord had greatly honored his kingdom. The Lord had done it because the Israelites were his people. In Jerusalem, David got married to more women. He also became the father of more sons and daughters. Here is a list of the children who were born to him in Jerusalem. Their names were Shammua, Shobab, Nathan, Solomon, Ibhar, Elishua, Elpilet, Noga, Nephig, Japhiah, Elishama, Bealiada, and Eliphelet. The Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over the entire nation of Israel, so their whole army went to look for him. But David heard about it. He went out to where they were. The Philistines had come and attacked the people in the valley of Rephaim. So David asked God for advice. He said, "Should I go and attack the Philistines? Will you hand them over to me?" The Lord answered him, "Go, I will hand them over to you." So David and his men went up to Baal-perazim. There David won the battle over the Philistines. He said, "God has broken through against my enemies, just as water breaks through a dam." That is why the place is called Baal-perazim. The Philistines had left the statues of their gods there, so David gave orders to burn them up. Once more, the Philistines attacked the people in the valley, so David asked God for advice again. God answered him, "Do not go straight up. Instead, circle around them. Attack them in front of the balsam trees. Listen for the sound of marching in the tops of the trees. Then move out to fight. The sound will mean that I have gone out in front of you. I will strike down the Philistine army." So David did just as God had commanded him. He and his men struck down the Philistine army. They struck them down from Gibeon all the way to Gezer. So David became famous in every land. The Lord made all of the nations afraid of him. 1 Chronicles chapter 15. David constructed buildings for himself in the city of David. Then he prepared a place for the ark of God. He set up a tent for it. He said, "Only Levites can carry the ark of God. That's because the Lord chose them to carry his ark. He chose them to serve him forever in front of the place where his throne is." David gathered the whole community of Israel together in Jerusalem. He wanted to bring the ark of the Lord up to the place he had prepared for it. He called together the members of the family line of Aaron. He also called the Levites together. Here are the men who came from the families of the Levites. From the families of Kohath came the leader Uriel and 120 relatives. From the families of Merari came the leader Azaiah and 220 relatives. From the families of Gershon came the leader Joel and 130 relatives. From the families of Elizaphan came the leader Shemaiah and 200 relatives. From the families of Hebron came the leader Eliel and 80 relatives. From the families of Uzziel came the leader Amminadab and 112 relatives. David sent for the priests Zadok and Abiathar. He also sent for Uriel, Azaiah, Joel, Shemaiah, Eliel, and Amminadab. They were Levites. He said to them, "You are the leaders of the families of Levi. You and the other Levites must set yourself apart to serve the Lord and his people. You must pick up the ark of the Lord. He is the God of Israel. Put the ark in the place I've prepared for it. Remember when the anger of the Lord our God broke out against us? It was because you Levites didn't bring the ark up the first time. We didn't ask the Lord how to do it in the way the law requires. So the priests and Levites set themselves apart. Then they brought up the ark of the Lord. He is the God of Israel. This time the Levites used the poles to carry the ark of God on their shoulders. That's what Moses had commanded, in keeping with the word of the Lord. David told the Levite leaders to appoint their relatives as singers. He wanted them to sing joyful songs. He also wanted them to play lyres, harps, and cymbals along with their singing. So the Levites appointed Heman, the son of Joel. From his relatives they chose Asaph, the son of Berechiah. Other relatives were from the family of Merari. From them they chose Ethan, the son of Cushaiah. Along with them they chose their relatives who were next in line. Their names were Zechariah, Jaaziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Unai, Eliab, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Mattathiah, Eliphelehu, Mikneah, Obed-Edom, and Jeiel. They guarded the gates. Heman, Asaph, and Ethan played the bronze cymbals. Zechariah, Aziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Unai, Eliab, Maaseiah, and Benaiah played the high notes on the lyres. Mattathiah, Eliphelehu, Mikneah, Obed-Edom, Jeiel, and Azaziah played the low notes on the harps. Kenaniah was the leader of the Levites. He was in charge of the singing because he was good at it. Berechiah and Elkanah guarded the ark. Some of the priests blew trumpets in front of the ark of God. Their names were Shebaniah, Joshaphat, Nathanael, Amasai, Zechariah, Benaiah, and Eliezer. Obed-Edom and Jehiah also helped guard the ark. David and the elders of Israel went to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord. So did the commanders of companies of 1,000 men. With great joy they brought the ark up from the house of Obed-Edom. God had helped the Levites who were carrying the ark of the covenant of the Lord. So 7 bulls and 7 rams were sacrificed. David was wearing a robe that was made out of fine linen. So were all of the Levites who were carrying the ark. And so were the singers and the choir director Kenaniah. David was also wearing a sacred linen apron. So the whole community of Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord. They shouted, they blew ram's horns and trumpets, they played cymbals, lyres, and harps. The ark of the covenant of the Lord was brought into the city of David. Saul's daughter Michal was watching from a window. She saw King David dancing and celebrating. That made her hate him in her heart. May God bless the reading of His Word. Well, at the top of the show today, I told you that I had an announcement to make. As you know, I've not been feeling well the past several days, and I am feeling better, and I thank you for your prayers, but even though my health is better, my energy level just isn't where it should be. I'm feeling the need to take a break from producing the show. I've produced almost exactly 300 episodes since the last time I took a break. That's about 60 weeks, with only a day or two's break for an occasional cold or some such thing. Now, this last summer I took a couple of days to hike in the Sierra, but even then I produced shows in advance so that you wouldn't be left without fresh episodes. So I must admit that my energy level is somewhat depleted and in need of refreshing. So here's my plan. The lovely Lady Leanne has earned a fairly prestigious award from her employer and will be making a trip back to the home office in Charlotte, North Carolina in April to receive it at a big event they're having back there. In over 26 years of marriage, we have never taken a long traveling vacation together. We've been to Hawaii a couple of times, but never anything like what we plan to do in April. What we're going to do is go to Charlotte for her employer's event. And then we're going to drive to a little town where she spent part of her childhood there in North Carolina, and then drive up to Washington, D.C., which she has never seen, and I think every American citizen ought to go there at least once, and then we're going to drive up to New York City. When I was a boy, my family and I lived in New Jersey just across the Hudson River from Manhattan, so I've been in New York many times, but the lovely Lady Leanne has never been, and she's always wanted to go. So my plan is this. As I said, I need a break. So I'm putting the creation of new shows on hiatus until the first Monday in May, which is May 2nd. But I take very seriously my commitment to you that this is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. So I'm going to be reposting previously published episodes. Reading and listening to the Bible every day is a good habit to be in, and I don't want to be the reason that you fall out of that habit. So if you're using a podcasting app like iTunes or Stitcher or whatever you use, you'll still get shows every Monday through Friday. They just won't be freshly produced. But of course, the Bible does not change, and so it really shouldn't matter when they were produced, right? I hope that's okay with you, and that you understand my need for some regenerative time. When I come back on May 2nd, I should be good to go for another long stretch, God willing. So, until I see you again, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you around.